This episode was made possible by the British Council, the United Kingdom's International Organization for Cultural Relations and Educational Opportunities. The Council builds connections, understanding, and trust between the UK and over 200 countries and territories worldwide, and marks its 45th anniversary in the Philippines this year. The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more. It may be difficult to imagine a time when women did not enjoy the same rights and privileges that they do today. And while it cannot be denied that we have come a long way since then, there is still much to be done. Thus, celebrating how far women have come plays a crucial role in fueling the ongoing quest to reject and resist gender inequality in all forms, especially in the field of science in the Philippines. And there are few better ways to honor and celebrate Pinays in STEM than by learning about some of the greatest female scientists in Philippine history and how they shaped our society. National scientist Carmen Camacho Velasquez specialized in parasites of the tropical fish of the Philippines. A parasitologist, she was the first to describe the parasitic nematode Capillaria philippinensis, which causes intestinal capillariasis in humans. Dr. Velasquez was born on August 7, 1913, in Bayambang, Pangasinan. She earned a Bachelor of Science degree in zoology in 1934 at the University of the Philippines, Diliman. One year later, she married phycologist and fellow future national scientist Gregorio T. Velasquez, with whom she eventually had three daughters. She pursued further studies at the University of Michigan via scholarship, earning her master's degree in zoology in 1937. Upon her return to the Philippines 2 years later, she began a career as an educator in UP's zoology department. That same university was where she earned her doctorate in parasitology in 1954. She was the first ever person to do so. In the early years of her professional career, Dr. Velasquez became a member of the American Society of Parasitologists, as well as the recipient of Guggenheim Fellowships. In the early 70s, Dr. Velasquez became the chair of UP Diliman's Department of Zoology, where she taught both parasitology and zoology. One of Dr. Velasquez's interests was zoonotically important helminths, or parasitic worms. A considerable number of her publications were dedicated to their life cycles and taxonomy. She ended up discovering 32 new species, as well as a genus of digenetic trematodes found in 13 species of fish endemic to the Philippines. Dr. Velasquez conducted research into parasites that infested fish like the tilapia, maya-maya, and bangus or milkfish, the kinds that Filipinos typically eat. She was also involved in the discovery of intestinal capillariasis in humans in the Philippines. In 1968, she described Capillaria philippinensis, a parasitic nematode obtained from the intestines of a Filipino man from Ilocos Sur. In 1975, she published a book that compiled her fish parasite studies, a pioneering resource in Southeast Asian fish parasitology that, to this day, serves as a guide for aquaculture and fisheries management. Dr. Velasquez continued to research parasitology even after her retirement in 1978. In fact, she set up her own laboratory at their house near the university, on the street that would eventually be named after her and her husband. She received the title of National Scientist in 1983, 1 year after her spouse did. She passed away on October 16, 1994. One of the pioneers who envisioned a future of freedom for Filipina women was National Scientist Dr. Encarnacion Alzona. Dr. Alzona was born on March 23, 1895, in Binian, Laguna, to a family who fostered her appetite for education. Her father, a distant relative of Jose Rizal, was a trial court judge. She grew up in a time of political unrest when the Philippine Revolution came and gave way to a war against the Americans. By the time she was old enough to go to college, the country was firmly an American colony. Despite her less than ideal circumstances, she worked hard to become a decorated and admired scholar. It's worth noting that not many women were able to go to school in the early 1900s. However, Dr. Alzona was able to earn a spot in the University of the Philippines, which was newly established at the time. She graduated with a degree in history in 1917 and went on to study abroad, obtaining a master's degree in history from Radcliffe College and a doctorate in history from Columbia University. She then went from writing history to being part of it as the first Filipina to get a PhD. She returned to the Philippines to teach education at UP, positions she held for over two decades. Dr. Alzona has numerous awards and recognition under her belt. She received the Apolinario Mabini Centennial Award, the Republic Cultural Heritage Award for Historical Writing, and the Rizal Pro Patria Medal of the Republic of the Philippines. In 1985, she was honored with the title of National Scientist. Dr. Alzona was also one of the foremost suffragists of the country. In a 1919 opinion piece in the Philippine Review, she argued that if women were to be respected, they should be given the right to vote, since, quote, "A person enjoying full political rights deserves greater respect and esteem than a disenfranchised one," unquote. She was a member of the National Federation of Women's Clubs, an umbrella organization of women's clubs in the country. As part of this organization, she lobbied for women's rights, specifically the right to vote and participate in national affairs. Fortunately, her efforts bore fruit. On September 15, 1935, President Manuel L. Quezon signed those rights into law. In fighting for the Filipinas' right to vote, Dr. Alzona leveled the playing field for future generations of women in the country. She passed away on March 13, 2001. Another pioneering Filipina scientist is Dr. Luz Oliveros Belardo, a Filipina pharmaceutical chemist. Born in Rizal on November 3, 1906, she obtained her undergraduate and master's degrees in chemistry from the University of the Philippines in Manila. In 1957, she earned a PhD in pharmaceutical chemistry at the University of Connecticut. Dr. Oliveros Belardo served as the director of the Natural Sciences Research Center at the Philippine Women's University. In 1947, she became the dean of the College of Pharmacy. Her research focused on extracting essential oils and other chemicals from native Philippine plants for pharmaceuticals, food production, scents, and other applications. For example, she developed an experimental formulation based on apitong oleoresin, a mix of essential oils and resin, that was suitable for motor fuel. All in all, Dr. Oliveros Belardo extracted 33 new Philippine essential oils, all from native plants, and studied their chemical and physical properties. She researched the chemical and pharmacological properties of Tanglad Tagalog and found that its chemical composition made it an effective diuretic compound capable of resisting increased blood pressure. She was also one of the first Southeast Asians to conduct studies on Chichirica leaves. In the late 60s, she was named a fellow of the American Association of University Women, or AAUW, to pursue her research at Stanford University. In 1974, the Philippine Association of University Women recognized her with their Achievement Award in Natural Science. 13 years later, she received the National Scientist Award. She died on December 12, 1999, after spending nearly 50 years of her life studying the chemistry of natural products and essential oils from Philippine plants. Let's take a moment to hear about our sponsor. Now on its third year, the British Council is accepting applicants for its Women in STEM scholarship program. Successful applicants will receive a full scholarship to study a master's degree or an early academic fellowship in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics at a prestigious UK university. Enjoy benefits including a 12-month stipend, accommodation allowance, visa and insurance coverage, and even special support for applicants with children. The full lists of universities, courses offered, and eligibility criteria are available on the British Council Women in STEM website, link in the description of this episode. Hurry! The deadline for University of Strathclyde applications is on March 31, 2023. While the deadline for Newcastle University and Middlesex University applications is on April 23, 2023. For more information, you can contact the British Council through the email addresses also provided in the episode description. One can ascribe many titles to Dr. Gelia T. Castillo, but it would not be a stretch to say that she was a humanitarian first and foremost. A sociologist, psychologist, educator, and feminist, Dr. Castillo was born on March 3, 1928, in Pagsanhan, Laguna. Thoroughly fascinated by the human mind, she obtained her degree in psychology as magna cum laude from the University of the Philippines in 1953. She then specialized in rural sociology through her master's and doctorate degrees, which she obtained from Pennsylvania State University and Cornell University, respectively. These served as the academic foundation for her prolific work in rural and agricultural sociology. Learning from and working with low-income families in rural agricultural communities, Dr. Castillo unearthed stories that speak of the Filipino narrative. Through her research, she paved the way for this narrative to be rewritten. Dr. Castillo found that, contrary to what many would have expected, Filipino farmers actually eagerly adopted new agricultural technologies. Her findings emphasized the importance of developing appropriate technologies, those that are suited to farmers' needs, competencies, and preferences for maximizing their output and income. In doing this, the needs of the farmer are addressed more effectively, improving both his yield and his quality of life. As a rural sociologist, she made significant contributions to our understanding of the human side of agricultural practices and the Filipino family. Her work has been a voice for the underprivileged and underrepresented rungs of society, helping people who would have otherwise stayed trapped in the cycles of poverty that plague much of Philippine society to this very day. Dr. Castillo also championed the rights of women. She focused on the role of women in the household and in the structure of the Filipino family. She found that the most common familial structure is the nuclear family, but that close ties are often maintained with the extended family through modes of financial support. She emphasized the value of empowering women in achieving economic growth, explored how women and children significantly contribute to social dynamics and underscored the definition of household. With these projects behind her, she undertook the monumental task of the analysis, review, and synthesis of published literature, reports, and theses to produce a number of scholarly books. All in a Grain of Rice is recognized as the first Filipino written book about how Filipino farmers respond to new technology. Meanwhile, How Participatory is Participatory Development gives readers a thorough look at the results of studies on rural development in the Philippines through the lens of Dr. Castillo's insightful and compelling written voice. Her most famous work, however, is perhaps Beyond Manila. It is described as the first comprehensive research work on labor and employment, education, and other parts of development in the rural Philippines. Given their seminal role in rural Philippine society, her books have become standard resources for students, sociologists, and researchers alike. In 1999, Dr. Castillo received the title of National Scientist for her pioneering research on societal development and the reduction of social and economic inequalities. Throughout her illustrious career, she held various roles in many prestigious institutions, such as the National Commission on the Role of Filipino Women and the United Nations. Sadly, she passed away on August 5, 2017. If you've ever taken up a college chemistry course in the Philippines, there's a very good chance that you've encountered the work of this national scientist. A chemist by profession, Dr. Clara Y. Lim Silianco published over 50 scientific articles, 7 books, and 5 monographs on research encompassing organic chemistry, biochemistry, genetic toxicology, and molecular nutrition. Her research focused on mutagens, anti-mutagens, and bioorganic mechanisms. Dr. Lim Silianco was born on August 18, 1925 in Negros Occidental. In 1947, she received an associate degree for the pre-medicine program at Silliman University, but switched out of the medicine track shortly after to pursue a bachelor's degree in chemistry, where she graduated as magna cum laude in 1949. Immediately after, she pursued a master's in chemistry at the University of the Philippines, where she worked as a research assistant and instructor until she graduated in 1953. As the recipient of a Fulbright scholarship, she was able to pursue her doctoral studies in biochemistry and organic chemistry at the University of Iowa in the United States. Upon her return to the Philippines, she joined the faculty of UP's chemistry and biochemistry departments. She served as a consultant for the National Institute of Science and Technology from 1970 to 1973. Dr. Lim Silianco made numerous contributions to several fields, such as environmental mutagens and anti-mutagens, biochemical nutrition, bioorganic mechanisms, and mutagenicity of Philippine medical plants. She also wrote many chemistry textbooks, including Principle of Organic Chemistry, Modern Biochemistry, Monograph Series on Molecular Biochemistry, Nucleic Acids, Protein, Carbohydrates, Lipids, Laboratory Manual in Organic Chemistry, and Laboratory Manual in Biochemistry. Some of these remain in use today. She attained the rank of National Scientist in 1994. Her other noteworthy accomplishments include becoming a Fellow of the Royal Society and receiving the Gregorio Y. Zara Award. Dr. Lim Silianco passed away on July 23, 2013, with her name immortalized in chemistry texts that will no doubt be used by future generations of Filipino learners. It's not an overstatement to say that Dr. Perla Dizon Santos Ocampo's work as a pediatrician helped revolutionize childcare in the Philippines. A diligent researcher and prolific writer, this national scientist produced over 200 papers, receiving more than 30 distinguished research awards and membership in the Philippine Association of Medical Writers and the National Research Council of the Philippines. She also founded the Pediatric Society Research Foundation and became its first president. Dr. Santos Ocampo was born in Dagupan City, Pangasinan, July 25, 1931. She studied and obtained a medical degree from the University of the Philippines in 1955, after which she pursued her postgraduate pediatrics training at UP Philippine General Hospital and Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. An internationally recognized pediatrician and child development expert, Dr. Santos Ocampo was credited for the conceptualization and establishment of the National Institute of Health in UP Manila. She also founded the National Telehealth Center, which led to the creation of the Information Technology Complex in UPPGH, improving the efficiency of critical public health services. In addition, she served as the president of the National Academy of Science and Technology. Over the course of her career, Dr. Santos Ocampo devoted her time and effort to figuring out how to control and manage diarrhea and malnutrition. By understanding the factors that cause such diseases, she emphasized the importance of oral rehydration and proper nutritional guidance for suffering children. Taking an active role in various community health projects, she propagated the application of technical knowledge to serve the malnourished. Through various teaching and learning strategies, she created a committee on rehydration, which eventually became the Committee on Control of Diarrheal Diseases. She was conferred the prestigious rank of National Scientist on June 23, 2010. Sadly, on June 29, 2012, almost exactly 2 years later, Dr. Santos Ocampo passed away. It is important to familiarize ourselves with the stories and contributions of Filipina scientists like Dr. Velasquez, Dr. Alzona, Dr. Oliveros Belardo, Dr. Castillo, Dr. Lim Silianco, and Dr. Santos Ocampo. It is equally important to celebrate their accomplishments, as well as the lives, stories, and accomplishments of the hundreds of other Filipina scientists out there, and not just during Women's Month or on International Women's Day. That is, if we want to see a future with more women like them. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Follow Flip Science on Facebook, at Flip Science PH on Twitter, and at Flip Facts on Instagram. And check out our official Shopee store if you want to get copies of our books, Historiang Scientifico and Science Scramble. Stay curious!